Welcome back to MS935's Got to Survive in Middle School. And on this episode, Tashire and Juliana will be your hosts. Let's see what they have in store for you.
Welcome back to the class of 2024's Guide to Surviving Middle School, where we share our thoughts on how to do your best in middle school. My name is Tashire.
And my name is Juliana. We're 8th graders here at MS935 in Brooklyn, New York.
For today's episode, Juliana and I will be talking about one of the most important topics in middle school, friendships. We'll also be asking some of our classmates questions about friendships and how to form and maintain healthy ones in middle school.
Hi, my name is Justin King. I'm an 8th grader here at MS935, and I'm here with...
Aries. Guzman.
The God of War.
My name is Leilani.
And today's topic is friendships.
Tashire, what does friendship mean to you?
To me, friendship means being loyal to one another and keeping the trust. And between the bond that you built, you keep the trust and the loyalty to each other and don't, like, do things that could hurt the other person. How about you, Juliana?
To me, friendship is having your own person that you can trust, talk to, or have, like, a shoulder to lean on if you ever need them. Let's see what our other classmates have to say.
I would describe friendship as, like, someone who you get along with really well and, like, someone who you can create a bond with and somebody that understands you and you understand them. And, like, basically, like, in a way, like, you guys are, like, connected like siblings.
Friendship looks like respect, kindness, and, I don't know, you're probably around that person a lot.
Those were thoughts from Justin and Leilani. As the conversation flowed, Aries came up with a smart way to keep yourself in check as a friend.
My understanding of friendship, I say, is like three don'ts. And the first one is disrespect. Second one is, don't really pass the pushy zone. And third one is, like, don't hurt them. Choosing the right friend group is, like, really awesome because, like, for example, you can have your friends help you with your work. Like, in seventh grade when I was, like, really confused on this science work, me and my friend Jose combined our science work together to figure out the problem, and I thought that was really helpful. Friends are pretty good because they also help you socialize in, like, a different environment that you're not used to.
And as our classmate continued to speak, they started speaking about how friendships can be helpful for matters that aren't school-related.
Having friends through dark times, like, it's, like, an argument with your parents or something. Like, obviously, if it's an argument between them, you don't really want to talk to them. And, like, for other family members, you don't want them knowing your business, even though they are family. But, like, your friends, they can understand, like, sometimes they might even experience the same thing. So they can help you, like, and cope with the pain or anything like that.
Yeah, adding on with Justin, friends are really good for you there because they're basically just like a free therapist, and some of them really understand what you're going through, like what Justin said.
Now, of course, our friends aren't real therapists, so if you feel like you're really struggling, then finding a real one isn't such a terrible idea.
But in those moments where you might need someone to hear you out, choosing the right friends is very important for that. As Leilani puts it, it's really important to stay close to those day ones.
Those are just the people that you talk to first, they knew you first, and they just kind of, like, it's not that they know everything about you, it's like they know your personality and, like, your boundaries and sort of just, like, they just know you.
Yeah, I agree. I think staying close to the same people you met early on is a good way to have a group of people that you can naturally grow up with.
As we kept talking, Justin shared an example with us of how choosing the right friend group helped him out one time.
It was back in sixth grade, and, like, it was towards, like, the start of the year, but, like, the popular kid group was already formed, and it was pretty obvious that all of them, like, were gonna do stupid stuff. It was inevitable. And one of my friends, they went with that group, and I was deciding if I should go with them. But I already knew that if I did, some way or another, it was inevitable that the whole group was going to get in trouble. And, like, I just decided not to. I stayed with my other friends who weren't friends with a lot of popular kids, but they were friends with some. And after that, I saw the popular kid group get in trouble, and it wasn't my fault. I wasn't with them. And I haven't gotten in trouble in a while. Honestly, nobody wants to get in trouble, and choosing the right friend group prevents that. Because if you go with the wrong people that do stupid stuff, you're going to get, and one way or another, something's going to happen, and you guys are going to get in trouble.
I understand where he's coming from, because it's easy to think that the popular kids at school will be the best friends. But as we know, there are healthier ways to choose friendships.
You make friends in a healthy way is like, don't be fake. Being kind, like if you're a shy person, or if you don't mind speaking out and like just talking to random people, just do that. Just be kind. And if a certain person isn't kind, don't be friends with that person. And if you're becoming a fake friend, just don't be friends with that person. Be honest with them and tell them, oh, this and that. And don't be telling your friends' business to other people, because that's considered being fake too.
Don't be super loud and like obnoxious.
Just don't be annoying.
Yeah, basically, just don't be like
you.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, don't be annoying like Cuesta.
Wait, what? Yo.
As we continue to speak, our classmates discuss some of the challenges they experience with maintaining friendships in middle school, like friends moving away.
Say if they like move to a different state or they went to a different school, ask for their number. If they don't have a phone, if they have a game console, ask for their game tag. If they have a home phone, anything, any type of contact that they can, any type of like, I don't really know how to describe it, but like talking device, basically like a phone. Like an iPad or something, just to stay in contact with them if you really want to stay friends with that person for life.
Yeah, the most thing I suggest is like games, because the communication between games is like it's teamwork. Really, yeah, teamwork. Like you gotta have a lot of teamwork to actually play the game and actually like win. Or
especially without getting in arguments too.
For real.
And they say games are bad, right? Look at them advocating for gamers.
Leilani also spoke about how she dealt with a similar situation.
My friend Sierra, she's the best, but like she's in a different school, and like there's times that we get busy or like stuff like that and we don't know. So like we'll like probably like text each other or like call each other and like see what we're doing. And then sometimes we play games with each other, or we just kind of just sit on FaceTime, just like do something random, kind of like. And it's kind of like how me and Justin kind of just sit on the phone sometimes. We don't even talk sometimes. We're probably like watching TikTok, watching a movie, just, you know, doing something.
Random stuff.
So as we were producing this episode, the 8th graders thought it would be a cool idea to interview some of their teachers. Because the thing is, at MS935, some of the best friends in the building aren't just students.
We didn't have, you know, all this fancy technology, so we had to get it from the mud.
They want to see y'all be great,
right? We got videos. Let me see if I can show you what we did. It was
Michelle.
Fun.
Anybody ever told you you sound like Nicki Minaj?
Yo, don't I amp her? That's her favorite person.
These are the voices of Michelle and Miss Homework, 8th grade teachers here at MS 935.
My name is Miss Homework. I am currently the 8th grade math, ICT, and self-contained teacher.
And I'm Miss Joy. I am currently the 8th grade science teacher. Hi, guys.
As they described to the students, they actually met each other here at MS 935.
We met here. Yeah. We did. We kind of like...
clicked.
We clicked like automatically, right? That's so weird. That's my girl right
here. And then
here.
We realized we went to the same high school and didn't know that.
Right.
As we spoke to the ladies about how they developed a friendship in adulthood, they told stories about their time in high school, their time as teachers, and left the students with a bunch of different advice on how they should navigate friendships. At some point in the near future, we'll be sharing their full interview for you to listen to. But for now, here's a short clip of some advice that they gave the students about friendships.
I would say be open to making new friends. Me personally, growing up, I was like so honed on my high school best friends. It was like 4 of us, and I just thought that those would be my friends forever. But as you get older, as you meet new people and you guys have stuff in common, I think it's good to embrace those friendships. Yeah,
I agree.
Miss H brings up a good point here, because a lot of times in life we get very comfortable with the people that we call our friends, and sometimes don't expect to meet new ones. but as she describes here, it's very important to stay open-minded in this new chapter of your life. I would even recommend to make friends with people that you probably normally wouldn't speak to. Meet other people who are also interested in things that you're interested in. It can be really good for your development as a person and as a student. As we continued to record, Tashire and Juliana started to ask questions about the nuance of friendship and how we would navigate those different changes as they come.
What type of friend are you, Juliana?
I'm a friend who cares for the people who I associate with. Like, if you're my friend, you're always going to feel like you have someone to talk to as long as I'm here. So I feel Leilani on that.
How do you feel about not being friends with someone anymore?
Sometimes things happen for a reason, and it's not like all the memories we shared together is going to go away. Like, I also have love for you, even if I'm not friends with you anymore, but we just won't be as close anymore.
Here's a clip from a separate conversation that the 8th graders had with the school's founding principal, Mr. Jermaine Lewis. They actually got the opportunity to ask him his opinion on the same topic.
But you know, that's something that you guys also have to take in mind. Your friends are going to change and evolve over the years. Do I have some of my friends that I was friends with in junior high school still? Absolutely. Some of them have been there, and they've just added to my friends list of people I met in high school, college, afterwards. And some of them have tailed off, you know. It's always going to be love. I don't have a problem with any of my friends that I've ever had. Most of them, if they pulled up to me today, if I hadn't seen them in 15, 20 years, it was just like, yo, what's good? Let's hang out. Let's do that.
We'll be dropping that full conversation at a later date on this very same feed. So make sure that you subscribe to this so that you can get access to all of the extra clips and contents that we used for this narrative series. But for now, let's get back to see what the students had to say about friendships, their evolution, and how they navigated them throughout their 3 years at MS 935.
Yeah, friendships can be tough. Let's see what they had to say about that.
Also, with another friend, the person that went to go with a popular group, they just, like, I don't really talk to them anymore at all. So, like, because he went to popular kids, I don't really talk to them.
Yeah, quote-unquote popular.
Quote-unquote popular.
They get in so much trouble, bro. It's not even funny.
Yeah. But, like, we just stop talking at all. We don't talk a little bit. I don't talk to him. He doesn't talk to me.
There seems to be a lot of talk about being popular, so we shifted to the conversation to get an understanding of if being popular is necessary and if kids in middle school should even want to be popular.
That's all lies. That's, like I said earlier, popular kids, not all, but some will get you in trouble.
Huge trouble.
Or they will spread rumors, tell lies, tell other people your business, everything. Like they might seem cool to you, but most likely out of all times they're not.
Yeah, you say something personal. Trust me, whole school's getting it.
Popular kids. I'm not saying all, but most of them are fake friends. You have to be really close with them for exactly. them not to be fake.
What do you think about their thoughts on kids wanting to be popular?
I think that I don't think that anybody should not want to be popular, but I feel like people should want to be themselves, and if that's what gets them well known, then that's what gets them well known. I don't think they should try and change anything, but I think they're right at the same part. But for the most part, it's like that with a lot of people.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend telling people you aren't close to your personal information about your life.
In this next part of the conversation, our classmates started to discuss a topic that we're all familiar with: peer pressure.
Peer pressure is when either a group or just simply one person is telling you to do something and constantly telling you to do it. It's difficult to manage, like, especially since peer pressure always comes up on the spot. You never expect it. If you know something's, like, when you do it, something's really bad is gonna happen, just listen to your gut. Like, just don't do it. One of my old friends, earlier in the day we had a free period, so I was on my phone, and when I was on my phone, I bought something in the game, and we went to lunch, so I didn't get to see what I got. And I was in the lunchroom, and my friend kept telling me, yo, see what you got. And I, instead of telling him no, I did a couple of times, but I just got to the point where it was mad annoying. So I opened up my bag and took out my phone. Everybody was looking down in my bag, so one of the teachers saw that.
It was obvious.
It was obvious. Yeah. And one of the teachers came over and they took my phone. And I had lost that. I had no phone for 3 days.
As we heard from Justin, Aries, and Leilani, peer pressure can come in many different forms and from many different places in middle school. So he asked them, what are the signs that you are being peer pressured so that future students could recognize?
Like sweat or fidgeting or like running or being nervous.
Like sweaty, stressful, you start getting anxiety. If you're having those feelings, you can tell that's peer pressure. Especially if it's a group of people too. It's worse if it's a group of people. If a group of people is telling you to do something,
do not succumb.
Don't do it. It'll be the best for you and the best for the whole group if you don't do it.
And then Aries had a question for Justin.
But what if you're like peer pressure into like stealing money because because you're just like so hungry, like your mom didn't buy you anything the whole day. And then she was like, oh, nah, I'm not getting anything. And you're just, and your sibling is like, do it right now. Should you do it or should you not?
Big. Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Stealing money? Stealing? What are you stealing? Money?
Yeah.
How much?
$20.
Oh, hell no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm weak. After sharing some valuable advice with Aries, Leilani brought the conversation in another direction.
Yeah, to Shire, she wanted to talk about setting boundaries in friendships. That's because there's a big key to maintaining healthy friendships.
Boundaries is good because, like, your friends know your triggers and, like, what they can and can't do around you. Because for me, I'm going to say it's really a me thing. I'll just say, like, in general, like, some people don't, like, want to be touched or, like, don't like being touched. Not in that way. And setting boundaries just makes everything sort of easier for you.
And your friend.
It makes you more comfortable.
Yeah.
After that, we opened the conversation to let Justin and Aries share some examples of how they set boundaries with their friends.
Just to not hit me seriously. Like.
Yeah, if you're play fighting, don't hit seriously. Don't hit hard. Like, if you're play fighting, play fight. Don't, like, hit like you're hitting, like, you're, like, tap.
Basically, just like when they just be hitting me mad hard, I'd be like, oh, nah, you gotta chill out with that little bro. So I just start acting serious. I'd be like, yeah. I just tell them that, and then they just stop.
To close out this episode about friendship, we had Justin, Leilani, and Aries ask each other what it takes to be a good friend in the first place.
It takes a lot. Let's just say that. It takes a lot. Yeah. Respect is one of them. Kindness and being understanding. Especially depending on their circumstance too, because say they could be really broke and can't afford certain stuff, other people make fun of them and like you're their only friend, or they have a couple other friends but they don't really say anything about it. You gotta comfort them about that.
I'm gonna say you should look for a friend who is there for you all the time. All right, that's one friend who could take the blame for you. And a friend who, like, even in, like, a traumatic experience is, like, still there for you.
That's all for this week. Be sure to stay tuned in for the next episode about being up to date with your workload.
This episode of the podcast was produced by the 8th graders in the class of 2024 at MS 935, edited and engineered by Darnell Bent and Anthony Alvarez.